This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens took the first step this week to allowing off-highway vehicles on some municipal roads, but ATV groups say they want to see a timeline for when it will happen. Councillors voted on Tuesday evening to form an advisory committee to look at what needs to be in place to create the first part of a connected road trail network. That would go from West Street near the Municipal Administration Building and hook up with the multi-use trestle trail at various points to Bristol Avenue near the grocery stores and the Hank Snow Museum. The Queens County ATV Association and the Queens Rails to Trails Group have been lobbying the region since July 2023, shortly after the Nova Scotia government passed the Road Trails Act. That allows off-highway vehicles on provincial and municipal roads with certain conditions. Councillor Stuart Jenkins said it's time the region acted.
I think this is an important part of the tourism and recreation of Queens County, and that we shouldn't delay in this because it seems like it's been going on for a while. And I think we should get a move on it. A committee sounds like the right way to go with it. And start moving forward with it so that the ATV Association and the users can make use of a good thing.
Groups lobbying for the connected network say it would be good for Liverpool businesses and would allow their members to travel more easily from Lunenburg to Queens to Shelburne counties. Dave White is the president of the Queens County ATV Association. He told QCCR his group and others have spent more than $250,000 last year alone maintaining 70 kilometers of trails in the county.
It's exciting to hear that they've actually made a commitment to have a committee look at it, and hopefully that moves forward in a timely fashion. We would have liked to have heard a time commitment on that this evening. So the Road Trails Act that came out 2 years ago provided a unique opportunity to make these connections. So when we look at our neighboring municipalities and towns, so Shelburne, Digby, Barrington, Yarmouth have already done this. We don't want to be left behind.
The region's committee will include staff, a member of council, and representatives from ATV groups and local businesses. It will look at costs, community engagement, any required upgrades to infrastructure, and what should be in a bylaw or policy for road trails. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.